16, 7. Elam's been asking if I'm going to if I'm talking about Elul. Be'emes, the correct surah, the way it's always been, is the greats of the generations would get up and scream Elul, and people would quake from the metzius of Elul, from the Yom HaDin coming. It's a very high madrega. You can only scream that if you're holding by that. I'm looking forward to one day that I'll be on the madrega to have that pachad. But we are getting ready. For sure we're getting ready. A lot of times people, when they come to Elul, when they come to preparing for the Yom HaDin, they're dealing with dollars and cents, things they did, things they didn't do. And we started last week already doing something totally different. The Gaon says in Mishlei that there are two judgments that a person has. One judgment we know about, you know, they tally it up, the mitzvahs, the averis. And then there's something much more fundamental. The Maharal also says this in various places. There's a more fundamental thing that we're being judged for, which is, who are we? What are we? Very nice, you do this, you do that, you don't do this, you don't do that. But where are you going and who are you? Who is the mensch? And we started understanding that a person needs a mahalach. The greatness of a person is someone who understands there's a road ahead and they can navigate. And there's nothing more liberating than being able to navigate. And there's nothing greater than coming into the Yom HaDin saying that I'm coming with a plan to navigate my life. My hands are on the wheel. I've got my other hand on the stick shift. And I'm taking control of the road. And that was the first nakuda of maximizing yeshiva. Borei Olam is with us here. It's not something like this distant type of din. He's saying, Stark, you're in Adaras HaTorah. You're trying. This is a yeshiva. Are you maximizing the yeshiva? If you are, then you should get another year. If you're on a mahalach, you're trying to shtel tzu, you're trying to listen to what's being offered, you're trying to gain, you're trying to become a navigator, it's worth the investment. Because you are somebody that's worth being invested in. There's something greater here. And this nakuda of being somebody who's mobile, who knows how to navigate, the Maharal says is the greatest simcha. We all want to be happy in life. We're always frustrated. We're frustrated when we're hitting these bumps in the road and we don't know where to go. And the Maharal is Mosif. We say in Achenu, Achenu Beis Yisrael, everybody says it, we want Borei Olam to take us Metzara Lirvacha, from our dire situation to a better situation. But that's not what the word Tzara means. The word Tzara means narrow, stuck, Tzar. Right? Gesher Tzar Ma'od, a narrow bridge. If I'm stuck somewhere without being able to maneuver, I'm not happy. I'm in trouble. And I ask Hashem to take me from Tzara, from narrowness, from immobility, to Lirvacha. Rivacha means space. The ability to do, the ability to achieve, the ability to move. And he says that's what it's all about, is making real decisions, being a real person. And we said you need a mahalach in all areas of life. You need a mahalach hachayim, a way of life. You need a mahalach ha-limud, a derech ha-limud. And you need a derech in your midos. You need to know how to navigate situations. And when someone applies themselves in yeshiva, they're worth an investment to Borei Olam because they'll know how to handle Bein Hazmanim with their kid sister. Last year, they couldn't be in the same room. Parents couldn't be in the same room. This time, I'm coming with a mahalach. I've been working on this all zman. I'm a different person when I come home. And the Rambam writes, even in Midas, it's a derech Hashem, it's a way. And I heard a big, beautiful chiddush from our good friend Zevi Hoffman Shlita, based on the Shmuz. He said the following thing, v'sasti al zeh, it was a davar ha-mesameach. He said in LeDavid, Hoireini Hashem Darkecha, Hashem, show me your way. Unecheini ba'oirach mishar, and show me the straight path. Leman shorirai, so that I could deal with my enemies. And he asked, what's the pshat? Show me the straight path so I could deal with my enemies? And he says exactly this. The navigating in midas. A person needs a straight path, he needs a mahalach, to deal with things, to deal with enemies, to deal with problems, to deal with relationships. Give me a mahalach. Give me a way to cruise down the road of life properly, to become a person who can navigate my situation. And this oirach mishor, this straight path, this yashar, creating a yashrus, is what it's all about. Pekudei Hashem yisharim. The Torah is straight, the Torah is yashar, and it offers for us the ability to be straight, to go on a mahalach. And I was amazed. The Rosh Yeshiva showed me a tefillah of the Rambam. The Rambam writes a tefillah. The Rambam, the great Rambam, the Rambam who it's hard to believe that a Yulud Isha, that a flesh and blood could have written the Mishnah Torah. Every time I open up the Mishnah Torah, it's hard for me to believe that it was really written by a person. And this Rambam starts a tefillah in the beginning of Zroim. He says to Bari Olam a few things, and one thing he says is, straighten my path. Miyasher nisivasi. Bari Olam tiyasher nisivasi. Strain my path. Even the Rambam knew that this is the only way. It's not about what I did. Yeah, I wrote the Mishnah Torah. But where am I going? Who am I? Am I someone with a straight mahalach? And this comes only from one place, yeshiva. Yeshiva is the makom where a person gets a mahalach in all nekudas hachayim. And I want to go a step further, b'siyata d'shmaya, on what we can get in this nekuda of maneuvering through life and through yeshiva b'prat. And that is a frustration that we have. A lot of times we're on the mahalach. We're on the mahalach, but we peter out. We have a good idea, we get into things. A lot of times the first few days of the Zman, it looks like our yeshiva's from like 500 years ago. It's like so packed and everything's so exciting. And then slowly but surely, interesting things start happening. And what is it? It's this problem of following through. Do you think that the people didn't have clarity, that we didn't have clarity the first day of the Zman? We did. That was the time we had clarity. But we couldn't follow through. And there's a separate ability to just not break down on the highway. There's one thing to start cruising, and then there's another one not to break down on the highway. And this is about being an emesdik person. What does emes mean? What does it mean, emes? People think it means true. It does not mean to be true. It's true. It is true. It is a concept. Emes is true, but that's not what it is. Emes is real. Moshe emes. Moshe was real. Do you know why Moshe was real? What, he always told the truth? He wasn't like Pinocchio? He told truth? Chas v'shalom. Moshe was somebody who followed through on everything. The Maharal explains in many places that the word emes means a full development. I start with the beginning of the Aleph Beis, Aleph. The middle of the Aleph Beis is a Mem. And the last letter of the Aleph Beis is a Tuf. An emistic person is somebody who follows through. It's not someone who has beautiful ideas. It's somebody who concretizes those ideas, actualizes them, brings them to action. By Moshe Rabbeinu, every Aleph, every idea he started, went to Mem, went to the execution, and finished off beautifully. Emes. That's the idea of emes. And the more a person follows through, the more they're real. Not because they have great ideas of what they want to do, but Hashem looks at what is going on with the person. My father always gave me advice. One time I didn't take this advice. I deeply regretted it. In investments, in making investments. He says, don't listen to what people say in an investment. Just look at past successes of that investor. Don't listen to all the grandiose things. This is the investment. Once I didn't listen to him and I paid the price. I paid a lot for such a mistake. Because it's easy to have an idea. The execution is what happened over here. You bought 7 or 8 buildings. What happened to them? What was the return? Where are these going? What's this? And then I'll judge on the future. An emistic person is somebody who's living in this reality. And then there are people who are living in sheker. Sheker, the Maharal is masbir. This is something that could blow our minds. Sheker, a lie. What does it mean to live in a lie? Living in a lie is the following. The word sheker comes with a shin, a kuf, and a resh. Kuf, resh, and shin are the last three letters of the alephbet, except for one. What's the last letter of the alephbet? Tough. Whoa, why didn't we're doing great. We got to kuf, we got to resh, and we got to shin. And we're at the finish line and no, nobody's home. Fooled again. It's a lie. It's somebody who's walking around going to nowhere. He's got the kuf, he's got the resh, he's got the shin, he's at the finish line. Buddy, you're on the wrong way to the highway. You thought you were going to Florida, now you're going to Canada. You don't even know where you're going. You're on the wrong side of the highway. It's a whole law. There's no tough over here. There's no end. And there are people who live their entire life this way. Once I had this hargasha of going nowhere. It's a true story. It's a little nutty. But I was going with my family to visit my grandmother in Washington. And we got to this train station. And it was poorly lit. And we go down this escalator. And we're going, and my little daughter taps me and goes, Abba, we're going nowhere. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like looking at her like she's crazy. And it was poorly lit. Going down an escalator, there was a black rug that like covered the whole place. It looked like we were going into a black hole. All of a sudden I go, ah, we're going nowhere. My daughters go, ah, we're going nowhere. It was fine, we made it out. But I felt that hargasha, going nowhere, nothing. That's the mitzias of sheker. That's the idea. And this is, listen to this chiddush, that b'siyata d'shmaya we had today. It says sheker and emes. In the Gemara and Shabbos, it says emes has raglayim, right? The aleph has two legs. The mem has two legs, right? And the tuf has two legs. Very nice. It's got legs. And sheker has no raglayim. It's got only, little one leg and then tips over. What is this Gemara? I've read this so many times, I'm embarrassed to say. What does it mean to have raglayim or not? So just picture a sheker going doo 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 falling over all the time. So much deeper, Rabbi Isai. Last time we explained, what are the legs? The legs are what take you from one place to another. They're what get you from point A to point B all the way to the finish line. MS has raglayim. A person who's living with MS will feel the geschmack of doing something with his life. He won't wake up as a loser at 80 years old, still complaining that somebody didn't give him mishaberach. What is this? All these people? You know what these people are? These are people who are following sheker their whole life. Then they said, you didn't give me a mishaberach. Hashem Yirachem, still getting offended about not being invited to chasanas because they followed sheker and there was no finish line. MS has raglayim. A person who attaches himself to committing himself to going from Aleph to Mem to Tuf, starts in Elul, goes through Chayref, goes through Kayetz, makes a man out of himself. That's somebody who's living with Raglayim. He's feeling that experience. And the Goyim says the Davar Noira in Mishle. It's also brought in the Siddur Hagra. We say this every day. Unfortunately, you probably don't know what we're saying. I didn't know what I was saying until I saw the Gra either. It says there, we daven to Hashem in Uval Etzion, Leman lo niga lo rik. We daven that we shouldn't toil in emptiness. Velo nele lebahala, and we should not give birth to chaos. Interesting. What is this talking about? What does this mean? Says the Vilna Gaon, we daven for two things. Leman lo niga lo rik is that we should not work on nothing. What does it mean to work on nothing? Says the Gaon, there are people who invest in sheker, and it's their biggest nightmare because they find out at the end there was nothing there. Leman lo niga l'rik, b'ri olam, don't let me work hard on stupidity. Don't let me just be the biggest bucky in all the sports courts, and then at 90 years old I'm left with zero. Nothing to say for myself. Don't let me be that guy. And then all of a sudden, poof, I realize I have nothing tangible for myself. And then there's another tefillah. First there's, I shouldn't be empty. But then, lo nele l'bahala, there's a birth over here. I did something with my life. I started with a birth. But the Gaon says something very scary. He says, this is called koizev, which is deceit. He says, don't let me start the process of Torah and mitzvahs and peter out in the middle. Don't let me be a deception. Don't let me deceive myself with all my good motivations. I get on the road, I'm doing it, and then I just break down. Lo nei lei the Bahala, I shouldn't have creations that are unfinished, unformed, mutations. Lo nei lei the Bahala, I don't want my product to be mutated, chas v'shalom. And today, this is a foreign concept. The concept of following through with things, it doesn't just mean going to the end. It means doing the things, being involved in the things. Today, al pi rov, people are not involved. When I was younger, you know, when we used to churn butter and go to the mill and, you know, draw water, there used to be something called the green light. And the green light, you got in your car, you sat there, it was red, and you waited for that green, and you were ready for that green. Do you know that I drive here, and I think this is true in America too, Ben Azman. Greens, you have to beep the guy. Nobody goes to greens anymore. I never see anything like, kisader, I cannot go on a green. Why? Because everybody's doing something else. As soon as the red light, they're texting this guy, they're checking this. Nobody knows how to drive anymore. Everybody's doing everything at the same time. A person can try to read a book on a Kindle or the like, and always just, whoa, I can check out what that, whoa, that's a crazy word. Then he ends up in a thesaurus. He's over here. He's never reading a book. Pop-ups. Things are just grabbing you from every situation. A person is used to a life of tohu vavohu, of total chaos. They've never been engrossed in a single thing in their lives. They never will be. And that's a very destructive way of being. And I see how it creeps into our world. And I see sometimes people that I feel should be better than this. There's a way to communicate on the phone. There's a new way to communicate. Why daven and have someone not sure where you are? You can communicate while you're davening. You call somebody up, you go, hello? Who hate to made to be yate vlonim? Is anybody there? Yerus Hashem Kedoshav. Then there are the people who are very from the go, Oh, he's davening. Why do you have to communicate with someone? Why do you have to pick up the phone? Why? Because you can't do anything. You're not capable of following through on one simple conversation with Bairi Olam. There's a paralysis. It's a handicap. It's not the pshat that you decide to do that. You don't even, it's just foreign to us to be involved in something, to do something, to get into something. There's a sugya in the Torah, Gemara in Sukkah Barichos, Oisek b'mitzvah pater min a mitzvah. That when a person's involved in a mitzvah, they don't have to be involved in another mitzvah. That's the Pashup Shot, Rov Rishonim learned that way. That if you're involved in one thing, you just don't have to be involved in the other one. So if somebody comes to you shaking a lulav and someone wants dukkah, you're involved. You could just, you're pater. The Ritva says something else. And even if you're cholik on the Ritva, the other Rishonim, it's Pashut that this is a Yisrael HaChaim. The Ritva says it's usher to do another mitzvah. You're involved in shaking a lulav, you're not allowed to be involved in dukkah. Why? I want to do a trick. Do all these mitzvahs at the same time. No! You can't do such a thing because it's not called doing something. If you're Isaac in one mitzvah and you try to do something else, your life is a chaos. You're not involved. You're not doing. You're not part of what's going on. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal one time said he's in a terrible rush and everyone was rushing. And then he had basically a 20-minute benching right after. They didn't understand how he could do that. He says, I was in a rush, but it has nothing to do with my benching. Yeah, we got to go, but there's benching. He understood that his life shouldn't be chaotic. That's perhaps why he was in a rush, is because he's going to have to do a 20-minute benching right now. And this is what we see in a yeshiva. This is the message of yeshiva. The most popular word in yeshiva is seder. First Seder, second Seder, night Seder, halacha Seder, Musar Seder. Everything's a Seder. You daven from a Sidur. What is this word, Seder? We're about to go into Rosh Hashanah. Seder Malchioseinu, Seder Zichronoseinu, Seder Shofroseinu. You're learning Seder Nezikim, Seder Nashim, Seder Zroim, Seder Kudshim. What's the Seder business? What does the word Seder mean? If you tell me it means to be organized or an organization, again, that's good for the pre-K kindergarten version of understanding life. What is Seder? What is this Nakuda of Seder? What exactly is it? You go to a Pesach Seder. Wow, this word comes up a lot. And it's Lashon Chazal. There's something called the Sedra, which is what you read every week for Parsha. It's the Seder of the Parshias. Seder does not mean just order. Seder means form and structure. Somebody who has Seder is not a Yekka. There are certain Yekkis that are very hyper Seder. They make me very nervous. They make me extremely nervous. I'm Pasha, the farthest thing you can ask my wife from a Yekka. It's a nace that I even have this sheet that reminds me of what I'm supposed to say. It took me a while to find it, and I finally found it before the shmooze. But Lamaisa, the amount of Seder that you have in your life is the amount that you're real. Is the amount that you have form, that you're something. Seder is this idea of not being random. Not being random. You know, there are two types of humor that are around. There's like humor that's intelligent. That's, you know, an old thing. We don't know about that anymore. Then there's something which most of Hollywood is still working with. They're not stopping with this thing. It's called random. And this is how they make their parnasa. They do the most ridiculous things. And they get people to laugh. You know, you take the guy with the worst sense of humor. I don't want to single out whoever it is here. I don't know who you are. The worst sense of humor, I will get him to get you guys all roaring. Always do. We'll make a deal. Right before my schmooze, we'll dress him in a pink bunny suit. He will come in here and give me a kiss on my cheek in the middle of the schmooze. You guys will never laugh more. Why? The guy doesn't have a sense of humor. Because he's random. This is ridiculous. Look, in the middle of the schmooze, there's a pink bunny giving the kiss to this guy. This is great. I'm glad I stopped watching movies. This is much more geschmack. Why is it funny? Because the joke is on the guy. Because he's random. He is a joke. That type of humor, you're not laughing at the joke, you're laughing at the randomness. There's no form there. There's no tsura. The guy is totally random. There was one person in Jewish history who was called random by Hashem. Imagine you go somewhere in Wisconsin and you see a pack of motorcycle, you know, that gang, and one guy's got this skull on top and like those chains and leather, and he's got those suitcase sides to his Harley so that he can, you know, go from motel to motel, and they come there, and you think the guy's going to kill you, and all of a sudden, I am a prophet of the God of Israel, and he starts telling over, he's saying good. Is that the most random thing you've ever heard of? It's random! You know who that was? Bilam HaRasha. Bilam had a Harley, he had a leather jacket, and he started saying a nevuah, and it says in the pasuk Vayikar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Bilam in a random way because he had no shaychus with anything. He was a big chalent of bad midas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as a practical joke, used him to bring over the brachas to Klal Yisrael. He was a joke, bechefza. But the problem is, I think we're the Harley guy. Sometimes I'm worried I'm that guy. But the pshat is, the more a person is mesuder, the more a person is involved in the Seder Hayom in his life, the more there's hope, there's more there's something to work with. I was thinking of, where's the makar for Seder? And I found a makar neman. This is worth millions of dollars. Where's the makar for this very important thing? The Gemara in Saita on Daf Memtes says, Amar Rava, b'chol yom v'yom meruba kilasa mishal chaveiro. Every day since the Beis HaMikdash been destroyed, every day is getting worse than the next. So much so, Baboiker Tomer Miyitin Erev. In the morning you say, bring the night. And in the night you say, bring the morning. Bring yesterday morning, because tomorrow morning is going to be so bad, the Gemara is saying. Oh yeah, I wish I had the morning. Then night, everything, back and forth. The Gemara says, then why are we alive? Why are we alive? Why are we around? If the world is being destroyed, how are we still here? If the world is decaying, if there's a total erosion, to Seder HaOlam, says the Gemara, a pasuk in Eiv. The pasuk is in Eiv Yud Chaf Beis. Eretz Eifasa, Kemoy Eifel. The world is black in darkness, Salmaves, in the shadow of death. Velo Sidarim, and there are no Sidarim. Interesting. No, there's no Seder. There's no morning Seder. There's no afternoon Seder. There's no Sitter. There's no nothing. You don't think that's the Pshat in the Gemara? Let's read weiter. Says the Gemara, what is the Seder that it's talking about? It says if there was only Seder, then things would be better. And Baruch Hashem, there is a bare minimum of Seder. What is that Seder? Says the Gemara, there's something called Kiddusha de Sidra. In Uvalitzion, we say Psukim, we say some Aramaic. And Rashi says it's like we're learning, like everyone's learning Torah every day. And Rashi says it happens every day. It means that the only reason the world is around is because there's still some order. There's still something that happens daily. And the Gemara says also that the Kaddish of Agarita on Shabbos, when there was a drasha, that's also keeping the world going. Says Rashi, Bechol Shabbos. Every Shabbos there was a drasha. The Gemara is telling us that the world should have been destroyed, but because there's a little bit of Seder, it's saved. Very nice drasha. What is this, well, what does that mean, that Seder saved everything? The answer is Pashat. It's Elul Rabosai. And the only people who get saved are people who have form and structure. If you come to Bar Yom like a big blob and no tzura, then you're not anything. The world is not kaim on such a thing. But if a person is consistent, day in, day out, he's trying to take control of himself. He's not just trying to take an idea, he's trying to actualize it from the beginning of the Masechta at the end, to work out a midah in his life from beginning to end, to try to come to something all the time, to be someone who's somebody you can depend on, such a person is worth investing in. Such a person has siddurim. And the Marsha brings a diuk in Rashi, that this is also the kavan of the Gemara is going on, the Seder of the Parshias every week. It says, the Sedra. Every week, Klal Yisrael learning the same thing. Consistently, that's our saving grace. And it always bothered me. It always bothered me, Akasha. The Gemara says in Saita and Daf Mem Beis, and it's a Rashi in Parsha Shait in Perachof, it says, Shema Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael went out to war, the Kohen says, listen, Klal Yisrael. Says Rashi, if you want to know what schus you have, what's your saving grace, that you say Shema. You say Shema, Bismano. You say Shema at the proper time. That's what Rashi says in Chumash. But I want to tell you what the Gemara says. The Gemara adds something over here. The Gemara says you say Shema in the morning and say Shema at night. And I don't understand the Gemara. I understand Rashi better. Imagine a guy who does nothing already. He doesn't have to wear tefillin. He doesn't have to wear tzitzis. Right? He hasn't been doing a lulav and esrog. He hasn't been doing anything bichlal, and he gets his Shema, so I figured that's enough, he made it. He has to get both of them? He's got to get the Shema in the morning and Shema at night? Rashi just says Shema Yisrael, but the Gemara says he's got to get two of these. Come on! We're talking about the rock-bottom guy here. Let him just get one of these things. Bar Yom loves us. I'm sure it'll be okay if we get one Shema. And the answer is Pashat Rabosa. You think Bar Yom here is looking at what we do? No! He's looking at who we are! He wants to see form! Form is somebody who wakes up with one bookend saying, Hashem, I know you exist. And at the end of the day, he closes that day with another bookend and he says, Hashem, I know you exist. Even though there's garbage in his entire day, but he's got a tzura, he's got a form. If you go and get one of these, it all falls down the drain the other side. You have to have a tzura, you have to be a gavri, you have to have someone with real structure. This is the definition of a great person. And another thing I was bothered for, the Rabbeinu Shalom was bringing my Yonis, was bothered for a long time. Wanted to say, Shomer Yisrael, Shmor She'eris Yisrael, you daven for Klal Yisrael. What should you daven for? The lowest thing that they need. So what are you daven for? Protect Klal Yisrael in Tachanun, Ha'omrim Shema Yisrael. Who say Shema, right? Because it says that if you don't have that, so then you can't. So you have to cut a deal with Hashem, you always go to the lowest thing you can go, right? Then it says already, Hamiyachad et Shemcha, somebody who says Shema again. Then there was one that always stumped me. For years I was bothered by this, until the Shmuz. It says, Hamashal Shem Kedusha V'Kadosh, someone who says Kedusha. So it said, this ruins my bar. Because I was just saying to go to the common denominator, the lowest thing, and here is Shema, which it says in the Gemara that that's the lowest thing for your safety. And then it says Kedusha, that's very high up there. No, it isn't! It's Mefurish. Perhaps it's going on Kedusha de Sidra, which the Gemara says is an Uval Etzion, when you say Kadosh, 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 and you learn a little bit every day. Klal Yisrael are consistent in certain areas, but that's the low level. That's settling for mediocrity. That's just beginning. A person has to look at every area of his Chaim and see if there's a Tzura. Somebody came to the Netziv, he was learning 20 hours a day. 20 hours in Volozhin. 20 hours a day, whoa. And the parents were worried about him. So, they went to the Netziv, and guess what? The Netziv was worried about him. The Netziv was a masmid from hundreds of years ago. We don't understand. He was worried too. So he says to the guy, you got to rest more. He says, but Rebbe, look at you. You don't learn 20 hours a day? He says, I don't learn 20 hours a day. He says, I learn 16 hours a day. The Masmid Hador. He says, but you know what? I've been learning 16 hours a day. Rav Michal Feinstein Zatal said this Maisa. I've been learning 16 hours a day for the past 25 years, every single day, including Erev Shabbos and Shabbos Bat Musa. He says, that's why I'm where I am. But you don't have a mahalach, because you're doing something because you're excited. It has no mahalach to learn 20 hours a day. And you're going to peter out at some point. But there's Seder in my Chaim. What a beautiful form. That's the greatest level of ever getting to. But we can have a shaychus with this, Rabosai. Rav Yeruchim writes, Chazal say, in Vayikra Rabbah, that just like the Yetzirah, the first thing that was created were the animals, and then people were created, so too in Torah, first we learn the halachas of animals, and then we learn the halachas of Adam. And he asks, he doesn't understand the order. He says, what does it have to do with creation and Torah? So what? In creation, you start with animals and then people. But why in Torah, when you're learning the sugyas of Torah in Vayikra, do you have to start the same way you start in creation? And Rav Yeruchim says, from here you see that you're creating a Torah personality. Just like in Maisa Bereishis there was a creation, you must create yourself in Torah. And he says, the only way to do that is with Seder. In Bereishis, in creation, we have 7 days, we have a morning and a night. We have air, water, food, a food chain, everything in perfect Seder. And Rav Yeruchim says if someone wants to have a shaychus with their own life, they have to be Masudr. And someone who evaluates this in their areas of life, we don't want to be rejects, guys. We want to be people that our kids look up to. Kids look up to someone who's day in, day out. Not somebody who gets all sighted for a few days and then peters out and then becomes up and down and up and down and up and down. Maybe all zizaycha to be emissa b'nei Torah, emissa tzaddikim who are mesuder in kol inyani atayra. Amen.